Well, we're back, and we're still asking the questions that matter. What makes a leader? What shapes a culture? And what happens when we stop pretending everything's fine? This series, we're going even deeper. We're talking resilience, leadership, hard truths, and powerful change. At the Culture Kernel, we choose to speak, we choose to listen, and we choose to learn.
We don't recruit angels. We recruit devils and make them better. We live by a good set of values and standards, but that takes time to embed into people. And humans are humans, so they're never going to be perfect. We should never stop trying to improve ourselves.
My way of coping with what my issues were was to drink. I was married at the time, Lindsay. I had a very young daughter who was born in Berlin. It was difficult, because I'd been living as someone else for near on 20 years. That was me trying to create someone that I should never have been if I'd been allowed to be my authentic self.
In series two, we meet the Army's senior soldier. We talk with a person who had to hide their true self while serving. And we are joined by someone who was in President Obama's National Security Council, plus more people leading change from within the system, sometimes in spite of it.
I started my career actually the day before 9/11 in Washington, D.C. Colin Powell was the secretary, and I was incredibly excited. And then the world changed on my second day. I served at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. And after that, I was on loan to the White House, to the National Security Council. This was under President Obama, the job of a lifetime.
I've come across some great role models along the way, and I learn from other leaders all of the time. Brilliant women leaders that I've worked with in some of those environments, who just through the way they are, who they are, how they behave, they have the ability to change culture by showing the way rather than by telling people what they expect.
Series one taught us there's power in sharing these stories. Since then, we've been nominated for an ARIAS Award and recognised globally. But this was never about medals. It's about people, about you.
The whole concept is to stop suicide from happening. And we use some very clever techniques. I tried every way plausible in the first couple of months to stop suicide. And in week 3, week 4 of me doing this, there was a suicide. And I've gone, oh, my military estimate, my combat appreciation has failed. Where did it fail? Well, it failed because it's not a military problem. It is a wicked problem. So I went back and revisited how I was doing it, and I came up with two strategies.
Humans are humans, so they're never going to be perfect. We should never stop trying to improve ourselves in this culture area.
I'm Lindsay McDuff, the Culture Kernel, and I'm honoured to be continuing the conversation. We're creating space for stories that are honest, reflective, and sometimes hard to hear, but always worth listening to. We'll be sharing these episodes with you very soon, so make sure you are following us wherever you usually listen. Take care until next time.